You have reached the voicemail box of Game Thing of Season 7. No clip. You have 3 new messages. Wednesday, the 11th of October, 2023, at 1:30 a.m.
Hello, this is Geraint. You must both be out. I'm enjoying Game Thing, Midas Edition. That was the first thing I thought of anyway, that it was quite a sort of Midas sort of situation. But then, of course, he's touching everything, so it's maybe a sort of late-stage Midas where he's avoiding touching things, like a germaphobe. But that's actually just avoiding collision, isn't it? Not a world without collision, so it's nothing like that. Anyway, it did make me wonder what people had done with the idea of Midas and that mechanic of changing everything that you touch. And I found a nice little game on Kongregate called Midas with an appropriate twist, which I won't spoil. So, anyway, maybe Midas is the opposite of noclip. Maxiclip. Or clip. I guess it's just something to the Midas thing of making you stop and think about your physical presence and your interaction with the physical environment. It's such a sort of gamey story. And then the other thing was David saying that he's not of the world in Echo. It made me think of my religious upbringing where I was told to be in the world but not of the world, which is going to mess with your head at any age. So if anyone's finding that they're staring into a fizzy drink at any point, I think that's pretty understandable. That's it. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Thursday, the 30th of November, 2023, at 12:27 p.m.
Hey, this is David. I'd have to check the tape if I even still have it, but I'm 99% sure I was riffing on something Pippin said in Echo, but, you know, you invoked that phrase, bringing to mind your religious upbringing, and I'm not sure if you meant this with regard to how you were raised generally or the New Testament specifically, that verse with it being what messes with you at any age. But all this time later, this much deeper into no clipping games with Pippin as we are now, and your comment makes me think about another moral adage you may be told from a young age, you know, a value to face your challenges head on, which in this context is maybe a little absurd because I think we've been flirting and thinking about noclip's proximity to cheating in games all this time. And so what it kind of alchemizes in my sleep-deprived mind today is there's this sort of complementary nature between these phrases of not of this world and face your challenges head on, because I think they're both a bit about being assertive to both your internal and external lives. But in video games, it's odd because we all know game characters have no internal lives, or that's maybe who we're stepping in to serve as, despite the finite amount of prescribed actions you can take or are allowed to take. And so maybe what this is all about is figuring out what navigating the world with integrity and purpose is. And I think noclip shows us how easy it is to stray, even though it's a diagnostic tool meant to make sure you never, ever can. But then again, maybe where I took this to is reaching. Anyway, sorry to have missed you. Bye.
Friday, the 8th of December, 2023, at 8:47 p.m.
Hey, Geraint. Yeah. I guess I feel like I've got to have an adage of my own to add to yours and David's. And thinking of King Midas, I think there's a good adage from the TV show Arrested Development that comes to mind, which is, no touching! And I do like Midas as kind of almost as a counterpoint to Noclip, right? Like, Midas has this whole problem that his touch is too powerful or does the wrong things, whereas Noclip, you have the problem, I mean, I think very, very much a problem in many video games, that your touch has no effect on anything. You just don't have touch. And I think, you know, as for Midas, it does make you think about your physical presence, or just your presence, maybe. That idea of presence, which is popular in the game studies literature. But that question of, you know, who you are, and who you are to the world, the degree to which you're a pair of floating eyes in so many video games, as your key way of being, maybe with a gun. And the thing that I've been thinking about, maybe because Midas kind of made it concrete in a weird way, despite being a myth. He's not a historical figure, is he? Is what would life be like if we could all noclip? I'm sitting in the basement and Rilla's in the middle floor of our house right now. And there's a sofa kind of directly above where I am on the sofa in the basement. And the thought of me just ascending straight upwards through the ceiling, through the sofa upstairs, and just ending up on that sofa is... Yeah, what is it? I don't know. Worth thinking about further. Bye!
End of messages. Thank you for calling GameThing. For more information, or to leave us a voicemail, please hang up and dial GameThing.life. Consider supporting GameThing at patreon.com/othergamethings. Goodbye.